Alan, can I have the first picture, please, up on the screen? That's great. Over this past few days, I've been reading the Christmas story in the Bible. And as you can see up there, I noted down all the different characters. Why is John the Baptist in the Christmas story? Can anybody tell me why? Why is John the Baptist in the Christmas story? Peter, your hand went up there, or someone behind? Yes, that's right. And he leapt, didn't he, whilst he was in his mother's womb, when of course, Mary came through the front door. The donkey's not up there. Why haven't I included the donkey? Pardon? It's not mentioned in the Bible, is it? No. And if we think the donkey should go up there, it's because we've been watching too many nativity plays or singing too many carols. The donkey's not in, or not mentioned, in the biblical account. Okay, then who is missing from that list? Who is missing? Now, this is a test. Were you listening to the reading or were you thinking about your roast dinner? Somebody has given the answer. Was it Dave or was it Andrew? I'm not sure. Dave. Anna. Yes. And we're going to be thinking about Anna just for a little while this morning. So just a little recap. Joseph and Mary, probably riding on a donkey, made their way to Bethlehem, to the town of David. And there, of course, Jesus was born. And I'm sure I don't need to remind you of the story of the shepherds and how the angel appeared to them and told them that a Saviour had been born to them, and how they went and saw and marvelled at this little one who had been born for them. But then about 40 days after Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary took Jesus to the large temple in Jerusalem to present him to the Lord in accordance with the law of God. But there was another man who went to the temple at exactly the same time. Can anybody remind me of his name? There he is on the right-hand side of the picture. We're not sure that he was an old man, but he probably was. Can someone tell me his name? Simeon. And God had told Simeon that he would see the Messiah before he died. And look, he sees the Messiah. He sees Jesus before he dies, just as God said he would. And the Bible tells us that Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace." I can die now. I can die in peace because I have seen the one you promised. The one you promised me, the one you promised your people from ancient times. Now, as Simeon was speaking, there was a lady who came along, and her name was Anna. Anna. Let me tell you a little bit about Anna. She was a prophet. She was old 84 years old, a widow. And interestingly, she never left the temple. She worshipped God there during the day and during the night. And what did she do when she saw Jesus? She thanked God. She thanked God for his goodness. The Bible tells us that she also went around the temple telling people about the one who had been born. To those who were eagerly waiting for God's Messiah to come into the world. Now, I want to ask a question this morning, and it is simply this. What would this Messiah do? What would this Messiah do? Now, this is the point at which we go to the Christmas tree and open our Christmas card. Is there anybody willing to come out to the front and do that for me? I haven't organized anybody today. Do I have a volunteer? Is that a yes or a no? Don't worry if it's not. It is? Okay. That's good. Thank you, Albie. We're keeping you busy this morning, aren't we? Hey, we're keeping you busy. So would you like to come and take the Christmas card off the Christmas tree? Maybe Mum will need to give you a helping hand. There we go. It's got the number 25 on it because it's the 25th today. And tell us what's inside. Anything worth having in there? Oh, I'll take that. And what have we got? There's some sweets for you. I hope you like those ones. And I'll read what's on the card, shall I, or on the piece of paper. Okay, so we're thinking about what we have in Jesus. And what it says on this piece of paper is this, that in Jesus we have one who brings peace between God and man. Thank you for your help, Albie. Once again, you can go and sit down. We have one who brings peace between God and man. Now, let me move us on to the next slide. There's a picture of Anna. I guess sin is something that we don't really like to talk about too much. But the Bible talks about it a lot. And therefore, as a Bible teacher, I'm obliged to talk about it. We all sin against God. We all transgress. We all break God's laws. And sin is serious, as this picture illustrates. It separates us from the God who made us, the God who created us. Actually, our sin results in God being hostile toward us. And people today, all over the world, do all sorts of things to try to get into God's good books, to make everything sort of right with God. They engage in good works of one kind or another. They engage in all kinds of religious activity. They try to live upright moral lives. But you know, it all falls short of God's standard. By doing these things, we can't get to God. We can't reconcile ourselves to God. At the end of the day, we remain sinners. But the wonderful thing is that God, in his great love, sent his Son, Jesus, into the world to be born of a virgin and to die upon a cross, to pay the price in full for his people's sin so that they might be forgiven, found at peace with God, reconciled to God. Listen to the words.